This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I had an awkward encounter yesterday, BT. Maybe you could give me your thoughts on this before we get back
to
the
calls. What happened?
So, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Matt Harvey was at SNY yesterday?
I saw them promote him 2 days ago. I did not see him yet. I usually watch SNY's coverage.
Yeah,
I knew he was going to be on. I didn't see it, though.
I did not know that he was going to be in until yesterday. I saw them promote. I was like, oh, my God, Matt. Like, you know Harvey.
That's your boy.
Harvey's. We had him on not too long ago. Subway Series. We played the rap song for him, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I never met him in person before. So I'm getting ready to do my show, and in comes Matt Harvey looking as, like, dressed to the nines, as you would expect. Like, Lundquist has great fashion.
Yes, he does.
Harvey is right there.
He's a real estate mogul. Got to look good.
I think he was, you know, he used to go to the Ranger games and be friendly with Lundquist too. So, like, they get similar style there.
Okay.
Anyway, couldn't have been nicer. Told him, hey, Matt, love you, but you're a stud. And everybody's making a big deal of how nicely he was dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and said in a group of people, I was like, yeah, the shirt makes your eyes pop.
Oh, no. You didn't say that.
I did say that. Which is, now, do you get that joke or no? You don't. It's okay if you don't.
I don't get the joke.
Because apparently,
it sounds like you're trying to go on a date with him, actually.
Yeah, well, right. And I don't know. I'm hoping he got the joke because I wasn't. It was a big deal 9 years ago. Now, I know about this because I wrote about it in that rap saying, makes his eyes pop wearing shirts with brighter colors. That was an article that he, I don't know if it was in the Post or wherever,
okay,
but it was an article that made a big deal of that Harvey likes to wear shirts that makes his eyes pop.
Okay, all right, so a little different context. Go ahead. Yeah,
well, I mean, I
wasn't
hope
sure.
I'm
not, I didn't know. I mean, gee.
I mean, yeah, I know he's a beast, but like,
Mike, why don't you turn around? Let me check out your ass while you're at it.
I mean, hey, the shirt makes your eyes pop. And like one of the main producers over there, Gerard Guilfoyle, who knows everything about everything that there is to know,
He's
like, Sal, come on, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean you don't get the joke? It's a joke. Eyes pop. It was like a big thing. He's like, oh, no. Like, he didn't remember it. And then, I don't know if Matt got it.
What? Okay. Are you in the green room? Where are you?
This is in the newsroom, right?
So you're so big. So you're in the big newsroom. How many people were within 5 feet when you said, okay?
John Harper was there. He said later that he did get it, but he didn't.
He just left you hanging.
Whoever did get it just left me hanging, and they're like,
maybe they don't like you. Maybe they wanted to make you look bad.
I don't know what was going on there, but I mean, I let Matt know that I love him and appreciate him. But that joke, I thought it was a layup. I'm like, oh, they're going to love this. And everybody's like, okay.
Did it hang out?
That's not a joke you can miss with.
No. I get it. Now I get I have deep appreciation for your attempt because it shows the roots of your fandom to reference this, I guess, fairly obscure article back from 9 or 10 years. I got you. Connects the dots there. I know you love them. So when you said this, it kind of fell a little flat with the group.
Yeah.
But what exactly did he say?
I got to be honest. I don't know if he got it because he kind of like smiled and it felt like he didn't know what to say. which then in turn made me like, oh my God, no, like, come on, you remember the joke?
Did you actually say that to him?
I did say
Gerard.
It to Gerard, but Matt was right there. Like, it was right.
Okay,
so I said,
gotcha.
Come on, you remember the article? You know, sure. And so then maybe everybody got it. And then I was just, I don't remember the reaction after that because I just kind of blacked out and was like, oh my God.
Down?
Yeah. And like, the next step was to dig deeper and be like, no, Matt, like, I'm not like in love with you like that. Like, you were a stud and I loved watching you pitch. And
uh-huh.
You'd be against the Yankees in the All Star game and the World Series game five, Harvey. But it was just more like, I felt almost like, all right, let me lay off the gas here and just get back to writing.
So,
can you telling another man.
That's, I mean, listen,
I told
some
another
people, that's good for some people. I know it's not your thing.
Make sure your eyes pop.
I know you're married.
I'm married.
I get it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
No, but I told another guy.
Yeah.
It makes your eyes pop.
Pretty
like,
eyes.
I thought it was a clear joke.
Did you also take out your napkin when you're like, hey, Matt, you got something on your cheek right there?
Yeah.
And start to like it.
No, he didn't take out the napkin. He did like what the grandma does. He licked his thumb and he actually got it off with his own saliva.
I mean,
let me get that off. Would you have a little meatballs for lunch,
yeah.
Maddie?
There's. I just kept saying, you're such a stud, dude. You're a stud.
No, that is so you make it worse. Basically,
yeah,
then he just laid it on thick.
I'm thinking, like, God, this could be taken the wrong way.
Yeah. So now you're talking about his eyes, and then the next five things you say are, you're such a stud.
No, I know, dude. I can't, but I meant it in, like, the baseball.
I know how you meant it. I can see if maybe he didn't get it the way we thought that you meant it.
Oh.
I know how you meant it. I don't think he
did. But that's a problem. Hope to see him again over at SOY sometime soon to try to clear things up.
Did you ask him what he puts in his hair for, like, hair gel, product at all or anything
like that? The ratio, right?
I mean, boxers, briefs.
Boxers and briefs. Hey, you got tidy whiteys or you got Calvin Klein's mid-thigh? What are you wearing there, Matt?
If you think,
how
think
you
about
there, Matt?
Talk about risk-reward. Think about that
What's
line.
What's the ball sack commercial that Tiki endorses? Hey,
yeah, that's
we got these ball sack underwear
sponsor.
On the station. Let me get you a few, Matt.
Tiki, I had a problem holding on the balls earlier.
Do they fit okay, Matt?
Think BT, just think about it for a second.
That one by the second.
Think about that for a second. That one line in isolation. If you don't get that's a big swing I took. I didn't even think twice. I just assumed everybody knew about it.
Uh-huh.
But if sure makes your eyes pop. That's as bad as it gets if you don't get the joke.
I love that you came to meeting him like armed with something that you thought would be a nice icebreaker and get a little chuckle out of everybody, get a little familiarity, and it just completely went backwards.
I thought I was going to be the hero. Like, oh, yeah, what a great
hero.
Did you tell him that we have a really good sperm bank commercial that we're sponsored?
Right, I know. Now my soundbite's going to be... They're going to use my soundbite talking about Army when talking about their commercial. All right. Anyway, we'll get back on track here. We got 1 hour to go. We get the perfect parlay pick segment coming.
God, I'm afraid to meet Mattingly at this point. I don't know what I'll say to him.
Donnie, that uniform really used to fit you well, man.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Too. It did. He looked perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.